Thank you for inviting me. I have to preface this. This is the first time I've been able to talk on a political panel in Australia since I've received my permanent residency, so I can unbind my tongue a little bit. With due respect to everyone who's doing a lot of work in community broadcasting, because it's very important, I want to state at the outset that broadcasting, in the sense of actually sending things over the airways, is irrelevant. Now, we know that the broadcasters have a mandate to inform, to educate, and to entertain. Well, one out of three ain't bad. And so what we're left with now is a ground where, you know, you have a lot of commercial crap, mostly from the United States, being pumped out to an audience who's just sort of eating it up because television is easy, it's accessible. But the thing that we know, how many of you have an iPod with you right now? How many of you do not have a mobile phone with you right now? I'm shocked. That's a relatively high proportion. All right. We have an increasing plethora of devices that we're carrying with us all the time that are also media dissemination platforms, all right, that you can listen to a program on an iPod or watch a TV show on your mobile phone without having to have any access to the broadcast channels. And these channels work by very different rules because they're not centrally controlled. There's no programmer deciding what the audience wants to watch at 11:30 on a Friday night. Instead, these are platforms that favor what we call audience-driven distribution or hyper-distribution. Now, the fundamental idea behind this model of audience-driven distribution, which is essentially, at its essence, a community-oriented model, is what I call the three Fs. All right? You think about how you work in your own work. When you're sitting down to your computer and maybe going through your email or reading things on the web, whatever it might be, you'll find that the things you encounter come in a couple of different categories. Sort of fluff, there's administrivia, there's business stuff, and then there's the stuff that makes you go, whoa, this is really important, this is really interesting. So you found something. The next thing you do once you've found something is you think, wait, this is interesting, and Bill's really going to like it, and John's really going to like it. So what do? Bam, bam. It's in an email, and then you forward it. So you find, filter, and forward. This is the way we're all working in the media age. And so what we need to think of now is developing broadcast channels, sans airwaves, broadcast channels that leverage that idea of being able to find, filter, and forward. And of course, creativity dumps into there too, because some of the stuff that we find are the things that are the products of our own work. When we do that, when we develop systems that can actually accentuate that and accelerate that process, what we've done is created an alternate, an entirely valid, even more valid distribution system, because this distribution system is driven by something that's called salience. In other words, you're seeing something because it's important. You're sharing it because it's important. The social network it's spreading through is bound together because they're all sharing the same ideas about what is important. So you go from the mass audience, where things are broadcast centrally to a wide audience, to now the micro audience, a few hundred to a few thousand people who are sharing media between them because they share its relevance. So there's no, in that system, which is the system that all of us are moving toward, even the broadcasters, because the broadcasters are being outcompeted by the file sharers when it comes to program distribution. So they're going the same direction as well, where the broadcasters are being driven toward live broadcasting because it's the one thing you can't download, but everything else you can download. So we're all being driven to this world where there are no inherent advantages in distribution between a mainstream, legally sanctioned corporatist broadcaster and an independent anarchistic broadcaster. And YouTube, actually, as much as it is a single monolithic entity and a part of Google these days, demonstrates all these qualities perfectly because it's very easy to get something up there, it's very easy to find something, and it's very easy to share something. And the reason that the public has such an emotional relationship with YouTube right now is because it's fulfilling that need to be able to find, filter, forward, share, create a polity within YouTube that's sharing that information.